And told them for the third time of his conclusive encounter with the enemy. We are going to Jerusalem. The Son of Man will be turned over to the leading priests and the teachers of the law, and they will say that he must die. They will give the Son of Man to the non-Jewish people to laugh at him and beat him with whips and crucify him. But on the third day, he will be raised to life again. Forget any suggestion that Jesus was trapped. Erase any theory that Jesus made a miscalculation. Ignore any speculation that the cross was a last-ditch attempt to salvage a dying mission. For if these words tell us anything, they tell us that Jesus died on purpose. No surprise, no hesitation, no faltering. Jesus stepped toward Jerusalem with the promise of God in his heart. The divinity of Christ assured the humanity of Christ, and Jesus spoke loud enough for the pits of hell to vibrate. But on the third day, he will be raised to life again. You can tell a lot about a person by the way he dies. And the way Jesus marched to his death leaves no doubt. He had come to earth for this very moment. Is on a cross. The creator of the universe is being executed. Spit and blood are caked on his cheeks, and his lips are raped and swollen. Thorns rip his scalp. His lungs scream with pain. Taut nerves threaten to snap as pain twangs his morbid melody. Yet death is not ready. And there is no one to save him, for he is sacrificing himself. Far worse than the breaking of his body is the shredding of his heart. His own countrymen clamored for his death. His own disciple planted his kiss of betrayal. His own friends ran for cover. And now his own father is beginning to turn his back on him, leaving him all alone. And Jesus died, the final Passover lamb. A lamb who went willingly to his death. A lamb who struggled with every ounce of his strength just to reach the base of the cross, where his sacrifice would be completed. Blameless, but knowing that the blame for every wrong ever committed or that ever would be committed was about to be put on him, and that he would pay the price for all the sins and the pain that man ever created. Justice demanded that a price be paid, but God paid our price.
Such a love I cannot understand. Here is love divine. Love divine. Love divine. Eternal sacrifice for all mankind. Love. Love divine, here is love divine. Sent from heaven as a Father's Son, walked among us as a chosen one, the Messiah, King of Kings, has come. Here is love divine. Love divine. Love divine. Eternal sacrifice for all mankind. Love. Here is love that pays the price for sin. Here is love that washes from within. Hope and promise to begin again. Here is love. Here is love. Here. Diva.
Redeem us is incredible when you really think about it. Romans 5 says, "You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly." God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The Apostle Paul declares in Galatians 6, "As for me, may I never boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." This is how we live as believers. Our only claim to anything good, anything worthy, anything righteous is the cross and the blood of Christ shed there. Thank you.
pleasure, and by His strength alone I overcome. Oh, I could stop and count successes like diamonds in my hands, but those trophies could not equal to the grace by which I stand. In Christ alone I place my trust, and find my glory in the power of the cross. And every victory, let it be said of me, a source of strength, the hope is Christ alone. Christ alone will I glory, for only by His grace I am redeemed. Oh, and His tender mercy could reach beyond my weakness to my need. Now, I could seek no greater honor than just to know Him more, and to count my gains as losses for the glory of my Lord. In Christ alone, I place my trust, and find my glory the power of the cross. And every victory, let it be said of me, my source of strength, my source of hope is Christ alone. I'll place my trust and find my glory in the power. Every victory, let it be said of me, my source of strength, my source of hope is Christ alone, is Christ
mission, and that was to take upon Himself the sins of all mankind, to become our Savior, our substitute, our Redeemer. He loved us so much that He was willing to die in our place and pay the debt for our sins and the sins of all who would be born until the end of time. It's overwhelming to think that God would give His Son as payment for our sin. Overwhelming to think that you and I are the reason for the cross, for the suffering, the shame, and the humiliation of it all. When Jesus died on that cross, He was thinking of you and me.
I think about the day He died, the way that He was crucified, and how He came to set the sinner free. I know the story inside out, and I can tell you all about the path that led Him up to Calvary. But ask me why he loves me, and I don't know what to say. But I'll never be the same, because he changed my life when he became everything to me. He's more than a story, more than words on a page of history. He's the air that I breathe, the water I thirst for, and the ground beneath my feet. He's everything to me.
Of any person, he washes away their past and gives them the gift of eternal life. He not only saves us, but promises us to be with us every step, every hour, every day while on this earthly journey. Our resurrected Savior knows and understands every bit of our sorrow and pain. Praise God that through Jesus we have peace that will endure. And one day our risen Lord will call our name and we will rise and see Him face to face. And with the angels, we will all cry, "Worthy is the Lamb." After the resurrection, the frightened disciples gathered once again in an upper room. Daring to dream that the Master had left them some word, some plan, some direction. Then they heard a voice. Peace be with you. Every head lifted, every eye turned. They saw Jesus. They encountered the Christ. Their sins collided with their Savior, and their Savior won. As you face the difficulties of life and the uncertainty of death, gaze and discover the risen Christ, standing in all of His glory at the right hand of Almighty God. Listen as He speaks fervently to you. Do not be afraid, for I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys to death and hell. Because I live, you too will also live. first time you ever saw Him. Think about your first encounter with the Christ. Robe yourself in that moment. Resurrect the relief. Recall the purity. Summon forth the passion. Can you remember? Do yourself a favor and stand before Him again. Or better, allow Him to stand before you. Go into your upper room and wait. Wait until He comes. And when He appears, don't leave. Run your fingers over His feet. Place your hand in His pierced side. Look into those eyes. Those same eyes that melted the gates of hell and sent the demons scurrying and Satan running. Look at them as they look at you. You'll never be the same.
Then I looked at those around me with their hands uplifted high. The Spirit laid His hands on me and I uplifted mine. We were singing hallelujah, praises to His name. As I bowed to kneel with the angel, I heard the Spirit say,